Welcome to Coach's Corner. Reed Farron here with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. Coach, the last time we met, Combine. Assess that trip in Indy.
I'll tell you what, Reed, I thought it was a good trip. We were able to see a lot of players, able to talk to a lot of players. It's kind of your first opportunity to get with these guys and have an opportunity to put a name with a face and a personality. And even though they're a bit programmed, you still have that opportunity to talk.
You know John Dorsey very well at the Combine. Did you learn anything new about him?
I didn't. I've known the guy forever. I know this. He hustles. He's got a tremendous amount of energy. He's got a great personality. He can talk to anybody. He can get into the core of a player quickly and get them out of their routine quickly. And that's important when you're sitting in a 15-minute interview with a player.
Now, I'm kind of curious. In Indianapolis, you guys are up there in the suite. Walk me through some of the conversations, like if you see a guy you like, or what are the interactions like with you, John, and your staff when you're evaluating players?
Well, normally John and I were sitting right next to each other, so it gives me an opportunity to get to know the players. Remember, John's been doing this all year, and really even into their junior year and sophomore year, he's been at practices looking at these players along with the scouts, and so they've accumulated massive amounts of information, and I'm just coming off a season, so I'm getting to know these guys. They're putting their names with what they actually are as football players. So John, even though we're up there worry about times and, okay, this is their 10 time, this is their 20 time, their 40 time, at the same time, John's explaining to me what these guys are all about and the information that he has. And then we go through and you watch from the time workout, you watch them move around and do individual workouts for their position. And you see how they're coached by NFL coaches. You got to see a few of them in the Senior Bowl and how they've been coached. Now you get to see them in this environment here. How are they around their peers? You can tell by body language sitting there how they interact with the guys around them or how competitive they are. So you kind of take all that in and put it into the computer upstairs here, and you start building a base, a file on each guy. And again, I'm doing it on a short period of time. John's been doing it for a while.
Speaking of learning players, Dwayne Bowe, Dustin Colquitt, Brandon Albert, speak to the significance of retaining them here with the Chiefs.
Well, all three of those guys have been good football players for the Kansas City Chiefs, and so I thought it was important, along with John, we felt that it was important to keep these guys here, and you know, they've handled themselves the right way throughout their careers here, and they're good in the community. They're also good football players and can help us win football games. So you don't want to lose those guys if possible. You would like to maintain them on your football team. We were able to do that with those three.
What does life look like for you and the rest of the staff from now until draft time?
Well, we're going to run into free agency here and hit that head on and see how we do there. Neither John nor I believe in building a football team through free agency, but again, we're coming into a new situation where you've got a few holes that you might need to fill and or add depth to, and free agency is not a bad way to do that with. Again, most of our emphasis and time will go into the draft and preparing for that. So those are the two main things we have there. We've got a little bit of a interlude in between there with the owner meetings coming up that both John and I will go to, and that's this coming Sunday here. We go down to Arizona and you get to mingle with everybody. It's also a time to talk to other teams about their free agents or, you know, things that trades that might take place.
Last question, your personal expectations for year one here in KC?
Personal expectations are to make the football team better, and I think that's what you strive for. We're all striving to go get the ring collectively as an organization. That's players, coaches, front office. I mean, we're all trying to go do that thing. But you take one step at a time, and right now that's just getting better as a football team and making sure that we teach these guys when we have an opportunity to. We can't even talk to them right now. So, but when they get in here April 1st, and we start teaching them the way that we want things done and the systems that we want to incorporate.